the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Hey, what's going on? 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio.
And I'm here for the action.
And nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
Hey, thank you for joining me this Monday, May 18, 2026.
We got an issue with, a technical issue going on with the YouTube. I can't see the chat right now, but we go, Andrew working on it. I guess for the last couple days or so, there's been an issue with the YouTube feed or whatever is going on as far as the way it's been operating. So we're trying to get it together for those in the chat. I'm going to make sure that I check on the chat once we get the chat up. But you already know what time it is.
This will be the last Monday prayer for the Tory Lowe Show. And we got the Miracle Minister Kevin in studio. How you doing, Miracle Minister Kevin?
Tory, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. I appreciate being able to have an opportunity to come here with you today. And I just want to say, Tory, we talked last night, and you know it was about 4.5 hours we talked, man.
Yeah, of course.
And one thing I did not tell you, that at this moment right now, I was supposed to be in Minnesota.
You're supposed to be in Minnesota?
I'm supposed to be in Minnesota.
Doing what?
At my daughter's house. My daughter bought her. She bought a house up there, yeah. And I'll go up there and do some work for her while she's down in Mexico right now enjoying herself. I'll go up there and do a little work.
When are you leaving out for Minnesota?
I was supposed to leave yesterday at 2 p.m.
What?
I was supposed to go. But I said, you know, my daughter said, just wait till she get back. So the things worked out. God has a plan that we don't see. And when we talked, and then I said, okay, we'll come on into the studio here and do the show live. You know, do the prayer live.
Right.
And that's what, you know, God, he going to get your attention one way or another. Because that trip was canceled last minute in the morning, and I was leaving in the afternoon. So it was canceled just like that. And here I am.
See, this is why I say, you know, when you faithful, the Lord will make a way.
That's right. That's right.
I always tell people, my favorite saying is the Lord will make a way.
Hey, nothing impossible for him.
That's my favorite saying. People be like, this and that. I say, God will make a way. Don't worry about it. Like, the Lord will make a way. If it's in his plan, if you working on his plan, it's already written.
And like I say, I was going up there. I'll go do the prayer from up there. Stop doing whatever I'm doing, working, and say, okay, here's the prayer real quick. Let me get back to what I'm doing. But, you know, this is the last Monday prayer that you said on air. It ain't going to be the last prayer.
Well, I'll say sure. on the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I always give God my first anything, you know, so I don't, no matter what format I'm in, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Like I said, this was just, the truth just got a taste of what I just been doing, you know. But to have you come in every Monday, and then even on sometimes on a Tuesday, and I think a couple times you had to come in on a Wednesday.
Yes.
But
whatever it is.
And then you got shot, you know,
right,
at work.
Right. And couldn't wait to get back.
And so you healed up, came right back on it. Salute to Pastor Milton, you know, for Miracle Temple,
yes,
for filling in while you was down for you know, I think a couple of weeks. I think you had just down for at least almost 2 months. Almost.
Well, about 2 months because I had my mouth wired for 6 weeks, so I couldn't even talk, you know. But I woke up, it was already wired up, and I got that off 2 days before Thanksgiving, so I was good to eat a little bit, and I was able to talk a little bit, but I still couldn't. So he still carried on for a little while, and then when I was able to come back, you know, God is good. Like you say, he is faithful too. He is just. He will make a way, like you said.
Well, look, I remember when that happened to you, when you were shot, and me and Pastor Milton, he said, Tory, I'm coming to grab you. He coming to pick me up.
Early in the morning, wasn't
it? And we went rolling around. I heard the song on Boys in the Hood when Trey was in the car, when Trey told Doughboy to let him out. When the pastor pulled up, I heard the trumpet.
Oh, wow.
The different boys in the hood. Hey, we was riding around.
Little retribution there.
We was about to lay hands.
About to lay hands.
We believe in the laying of hands.
I didn't see anywhere the Bible said the hands had to be open or closed. I don't know.
But that's what happened. And like I said, I'm happy that you was able to recover. Still recovering.
Still recovering
from that.
Still seeing doctors, still seeing surgeons. They still want to do a couple more surgeries on me. And it's been 2.5 years or more. October will be three
right.
years.
It seemed like this shift went by so fast.
I can't count. I'm trying to count how many prayers I did and try to count how many doctor visits. I can't count neither one.
Oh, wow. But I'll say this, you know, I believe that prayer changes things.
It does.
And my grandmother put that in my head, you know, when I was little. She was like, just pray. You know, every time I came to her and I asked her a question, then she probably didn't know, but she said, just pray. And so when I was a kid, and this was before I became a deacon, and I wasn't even going to church or nothing. I was out here being, you know, not in front of grandma, but when I hit the streets, I was out there acting bad. But
doing what you normally
do. She just kept saying, just keep on praying, and the Lord will, you know, make a way. And so I use prayer as a way to just get me in a space where I'm trying to communicate with God, you know, and let him know. Because you know how you get on the phone. You mm-hmm. use the phone as a way to call your friend and tell him everything.
Right.
Prayer is that direct communication to the spirit to say, hey, this is what's going on. And I used that. I started using that more than I was using the phone.
And that's what you need to do, because people always say, I don't know how to pray. You know how to talk? Do you know how to pray? It's like you can call your friend and tell him everything's going on. Tell God everything that's going on. He got a listening ear, and he could probably do something more than your friend could, because he cares about his people. You know, and the thing about it, people think that if you pray, there will be no more evil in the world. That's not how it's going mm-hmm. to go. Evil is always going to exist until the appointed time. So things are going to happen. But we go pray that it don't happen to us, or that we're able to recover from whatever happens. Everything lined up for me to recover. Mm-hmm. From the time they shot me, left me in the driveway bleeding out, bullet holes all over the place. And I was just saying yesterday at church, I said, I don't understand. I could be my wife were talking Saturday, and then we talk about it at church. I said, how do I get shot and every bullet went in and out? And I got shot in my stomach. I got like 3 bullet wounds, the stomach, chest, and lower by my belly button. But there's no bullet wounds in my back. Mm. How do they go in and out if I got nothing on my back? Mm. But the bullets didn't hit any major arteries or organs. So it must have, like, God's hand must have, like, blocked it. Oh, from wow. hitting a lot of things because you got your liver, you got your kidneys, right. You got all that in there. Everything is up in there, but it hit nothing vital. So it must have been like it blocked it and it came back out.
Wow.
Because if you go in and out, it has to be something in the back, like with my arm. It's here and it's out. Mm. But where's the ones in the stomach? Where's the in and out? Where's the bullet wounds in the back? Something was blocked. It made them come right back out the stomach.
Mm.
It had to, because like I'm asking my wife, do I have any bullet wounds on my back? Nope. Well, that don't make sense then. But it makes sense to God.
Mm.
God specializes in the impossible, in miracles. That's why the church I go to is Miracle Temple.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in miracles.
Well, I'll tell you this. That's why I call you the miracle minister, because with that being said, you got back out here. You recovered. And before, probably against doctor's orders, because man was probably telling you to sit down.
A lot of them
but you, to, you yeah. started helping families. You know, I would do call to actions, and I'd be like, what you doing here? You showing up with the cane. I said, what is you doing here? Why you need to be somewhere
walk.
Asleep? What you come out here for?
Doing a 2-mile walk with a cane.
But you can't tell a person that's working and trying to get things done. And so you can't tell me nothing either. So, but I'd say this, I appreciated all the efforts, because sometimes, and we talked about this, the fruit of the tree.
Yes.
And sometimes a lot of people look like they doing something.
Right.
But when you look for the fruit of the labor, you don't have no fruit. It's not producing no fruit. So
right.
you can't just look at the tree because it got green leaves on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look and see if it's producing the fruit.
That's the thing. When Jesus seen that fig tree, he seen it first, seen it from afar off. Mm-hmm. He was way back. He said, okay, look like you, she got some ripe fruit on it. Let me go on up here and get me some, because we hungry. Mm-hmm. We about to head to the temple. We don't want to go in there with our bellies grumbling and all that. If we get close to it, he's like, there's no fruit on the tree. When you get a closer look at the person and be able to inspect them and see what they really are, you don't see any fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from afar off, they look like they're doing something. They're
like
really
on
doing
Instagram.
Something. Yeah, they doing something. Oh, they got it going on.
Well, this is why I said, if I hear another Martin Luther King speech, I'm going to slap somebody. Because I don't want to hear the speech. I want to see the work. I want to see the work, and then while we working, then give me the speech while we on the ground. While we boots on the ground, then give me the speech, because I might need that for motivation.
You say if they say, if I have a dream, you're going to slap and wake them up, huh?
Hey, we got to wake them up. We got to get to work.
No time for dreaming right now.
We can't be dreaming right now. We got to get some work done. You know,
that's right,
splash
that's
some right. water on him.
Yeah, well, I mean, Martin Luther King had his time, and his time, what he did, worked for his time. You know, everybody. So we're in a different era right now. You can't use old methods to solve new problems.
Mm-mm.
You have to, you know, keep on generating new ideas to solve the new problems that come ahead. We got a lot of technology now. They didn't have that back then. Now right. you got to fight that evil. What people right. use it for evil. You got to fight that. You see all the time on Facebook, people going there beefing. All the time.
It's a drama tool.
It's a way to try to embarrass somebody.
Scam somebody.
Scam somebody. Whatever.
And even encourage somebody, you know. You know, I think that it's, you could tell a lot about whoever the person is by how they run they live media.
Right, right.
You know, and a lot of people put on that mask on the live media, but as time goes on, you can see, like, okay, I don't see no fruit here.
Okay.
Like, you know, just give it time.
In the season, everything.
So it doesn't matter as long as you give it time.
You're right.
Like, you don't have to have the answer today.
Because you have a seed. That seed goes in the ground, and it has to go through a germination process. Mm-hmm. And you don't see what's going on because it's underground, but it's building roots. Because anything you do, you got to have a foundation. So it's getting its roots together first. It's searching for nutrients all over, some water supply, so I can build up. And then you see a stem come up. You see a little bit of something come up. Okay, and it don't look like much. You see a little something there, you start to flower. Then once it does all that, it goes, get bigger and bigger, and it becomes like that grain of mustard seed goes so small, it could become this big old tree that's 30 feet tall that's providing you protection. It's providing housing for the birds. It's providing you shade from the hot burning sun. It does all that. You know, like we talked yesterday about that with Jonah when he went to Nineveh.
Right.
And after he done did his thing in Nineveh, he went out and he's laid down in a gorge. God planted a gorge, and it grew up overnight to provide him shade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will provide. Just that thing. That thing is don't grow that fast. But he did it that fast for Jonah. So we don't know what God has a plan for. And, like, for everybody here on the truth, whoever's leaving, I don't even know how far it goes or who's staying, who's leaving, for our producers, people in the back that you never see, the host. I have no idea who all is leaving, but we want everybody to still represent the truth, not the radio station.
But be fruitful.
Be fruitful. Right. Be truthful.
Well, I don't know if all that.
We want her to be truthful.
We want our spouses to be truthful, too. Okay, but I hear you. But what I'm saying
I'll tell
is,
you what we want.
but what I can control is what I do. And so only thing I have control over is what I want to do and what I think is best for Tory Lowe.
Right.
Sometimes when you put potential and hope into other things, it may not come out like that because you have no control. Sorry. But what you do have control over is sometimes you have to be the example of what you want to see.
Right. What you think about that tree that has fruit? Every fruit on there ain't going to be good to eat. It's going to be some rotten apples on there.
Right.
It's going to be something that you got to throw. It got worms in it. You can't eat everyone. You got to fight. Even when you have that seed and you produce fruit, you got to get the good fruit there.
Right.
You can't be like Cain and give the fruit from the ground as an offering to God and say, here, take this. This is all the stuff that fell on the ground. I'll put it in a basket for you. Here you go. This is my offer to you. No, that's why God didn't accept his offering, because mm-hmm. he offered the fruit from the ground, stuff mm-hmm. that fell down. Give God your best. Like you say, you give him your first. Make sure your first is your best.
Right.
You don't say, my first fruit, but it's a rotten one. No.
And I always tell people like this, your journey is with God is up to you. That's why I'm not going to argue with nobody about what they feel that they need to do, because mm-hmm. only in time you're going to tell. Like, I started my journey 17 years ago when I came home, and I heard a lot of people say a lot of things, but in time I saw what the outcome was.
You know what they said about the apostles after Jesus walked the sea? They said that if what they said is not true, it ain't going to last. It ain't going to last. So if it lasts for 17 years, there must be some truth about it.
Oh, wow. Well, look, I need that Monday prayer. Hey, Truth Nation, look, gather around. This is going to be, at least in this format, the last Monday prayer. I'm going to need everybody to get on one accord. And I appreciate you, Miracle Minister Kevin, for faithfully being able to come and bring us the Monday prayers since the Tory Lowe show started right here on The Truth. And as we move forward, it's going to be plenty more Monday prayers. But this format, this will be the last Monday prayer. And I appreciate you for everything that you have done, the struggle that you have to go through personally to get to make sure that you okay, and then making sure that you come through with the Monday prayer, and I couldn't have picked a better person to do the Monday prayer right here on the Tory Lowe Show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Father God, we come to you once again, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to get it right, God. We thank you for the opportunity we had over the many years that you have blessed this show, you blessed the station, and you blessed all the listeners, oh God. You led us, you kept us, you guided us, you gave us the wisdom we needed to work in our community. Now as everyone goes into their different destinations, Lord, we ask that you go with them. You'll lead them, you'll guide them, you'll keep them, oh God. You'll let the truth be in their heart and in their mind and come out of their mouth. Whatever they speak, whatever platform they may be on, that you will speak through them, oh God, that everyone would know what's going on in the community, how they can help each other and make a better community for all. We thank you for this, and we thank you for everything that you're going to do. For we don't see the future, but we see you, and that's all that we need. I speak life and life more abundantly in Jesus' name.
Anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. 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 Tory Lowe, he a soldier for the soul. Power to the people, seeing all the forces moving slow. Open doors for the low, still the voice of the voices. When you feeling like you running out of choice, boy, Tory got the remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he got
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Okay, we got at least a good minute to finish out this segment, because we took a little extra with the prayer this morning. But I want to get your you work in construction.
Yeah.
Why ain't the potholes situation being resolved? Why do you think that, Minister Kevin, before we go to break?
Because the only time you're going to see it done right is when there's a camera there.
Oh, wow.
When you got the mayor in his little vest, little, you know, looking like Mighty Mouse.
Oh, wow.
You have him. And that's the only time you go see something done right, because they go roll it out. Otherwise, you'll see somebody. They not go blow out the anything that's in there, all the dirt and everything. They not go put any bonding down there. They go throw some cold asphalt on it, and they go tamp it. And that's it. And next time it rains, they go wash all that stuff right back out. It's not going to work. So they are trying to fill a lot of potholes now because everybody's talking
right.
about it.
It's all
the
over
radios,
the
TV, people complaining, right, going everywhere.
Show.
Yes, they're going all over. Everybody is on them about the potholes because it's crazy. Mm-hmm. A lot of them you cannot feel. We talked yet last night. You can't feel a lot of them. You have to actually mill down the entire street. They got the millers. They grind all the concrete off up to about 2 to 4 inches, grind mm-hmm. it off, and then they come and have a truck right behind it. And they have a lot of dump trucks that's loading the asphalt in it, and they put it down. They're going to have the bonding down there. Everything will be done right. We do it that way. If you go on 60th and Mill Road and go north, you'll see they've done that all the way to Good Hope. They've done that all the way to Bradley, mm-hmm. and it looks nice. They've done it right.
Right.
But when you just throw it in, you try to put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. That don't work. That's what city does.
Maybe we should have said a prayer about the potholes getting fixed, right?
Oh, man. Or the cars at $300.
I'm trying to tell you, people have been telling me they hit the pothole so hard, it turned on their heat. They hit the heat came on.
My brother
told me. It shook the cars hard that the heat and the air conditioning went off or the heat came on.
Right on Hampton and Titonia. They hit where the railroad tracks is. My brother's friend, or son's friend, was coming over there. He hit that. He blew both the front tires out, just blew them both.
Wow.
You know, and it's still that same way. So when I go to his house, I never go that way. I go down the side streets because I know that's there. Why I want to go somewhere where I know there's danger, you know?
It's another unexpected expense in a time where we need to.
Well, we don't have it.
Well, we don't even have. A lot of people just struggling, and then they get to hit a pothole and make everything worse.
We energy bill going up. The registration going up. Extra $11 that we didn't even know they slipped in. that the mayor asked for a $10 increase, and the common council said, well, we're going to just make it $11 to cover the fees.
Oh, wow.
So they made an $11 increase from $145 to $156 now to register your car.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Well, we as we continue with the prayers.
We have to pray.
We got to get to work, too.
You see,
we got to make sure we got representation that can understand what needs to go on for the people that's living here in the city instead of doing things that overtax. I seem like everywhere we turn, we being taxed. Tax on tax on tax.
We need a Boston Tea Party going on.
Oh, wow.
They got tired of being taxed. They threw all the tea into the harbor. We're not going to pay for all this. You're taxing us too much. And that's what we got, all this taxation without representation, because you're trying to end all the our voting rights. You're trying to make it hard for us to vote. We don't know where we got to go to vote. They're making everything in every city and every state. They're making it difficult. Louisiana right now, Tennessee, Virginia, they're all making it so hard right now to even have black legislator in the state. They're making it so you can't even do nothing because what the Supreme Court does with their decision, they made it so possible. So we won't even have black representation anymore in those areas.
That's why we got to concentrate on our local government to make sure that we have a representation where we live on an everyday basis.
Whether they're black or white, they got to represent. That's what they call representative. That means you represent what the people want,
right,
not what your party want.
And everybody been doing what they wanted to do for so long that now when it get real, where you really need them to be on top of it, it's going to be a mess.
It's too much representing your own party. I don't care what your party believe in. I'll talk about representing. I voted for you to represent my voice, not what your party want. Do it my voice. Do it as a collective. We want speed bumps in our neighborhood to slow things down. Represent us on that. Do things like that.
Well, Minister Kevin, I appreciate you as we move forward. I'm looking forward to the next 10 years of what that looks like. And everything you do, I'm just praying that God enhance it. And just make sure that you're able to continue the work that you've been doing. And I appreciate you.
As with you, God has his hand on you, and he will lead and guide you in the right direction. Don't even worry about this. It's ain't nothing but a speed bump. You'll keep on going.
Pop! I heard him. Hey, look, when we come back, we're out of Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com.
To the fire where I landed at, back where I was damaged at, still brought a hammer back to advocate. It's the type of heat that melt the candle wax, making moves to handle that. Never had to scam or trap the advocate. It's for every mother who was beaten, who was bruised. If he put his hands on you, don't hesitate to move. What would Tory do? The advocate.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report this Monday brought to you by Nazir Spencer.
Last week, huh?
Hey, it's the last week.
Man.
Hey, make it hot.
Hey, we go come in hot.
What's going on? We coming in hot.
Well, look, you know I got to just start it off with the recent crazy Friday night that happened, or, you know, Thursday night or whatever, of Drake dropping 3 albums. Look, I know people don't want to hear about Drake, but it's got to be talked about. He dropped 3 albums, which is crazy. Broke the internet. Now, were they good? No, they were not good. Especially, Iceman was okay. I didn't mind Iceman. Like, that album was...
It was hip-hop.
It was hip-hop. It was cool. Then he tried to make an R&B album, and I was like, okay, he can sing, but like...
Was it The Bridesmaid or something like
no,
that?
No, that was the dance. That was the dance, like, club album. You know what I mean? Like... That's for the girls, like, to dance in the clubs. And
what was the name of the album? The Bridesmaid or something like
that? The Maid of Honor.
The Maid
like
of
that.
Honor, yeah.
Yeah, that was the club album.
I heard, like, 4 or 5 tracks off of that, and I just had to turn it off.
Oh, my God, that was
trash. Now, other countries might be bumping that.
It's going to get played in the clubs regardless.
I think other countries.
Yeah.
I was looking in the comments.
Yeah.
And people outside the United States was like, hey!
Yeah.
But you know, in the United States, we a little bit tougher
than
the crowds when you start getting outside of the United States.
Especially
it's
in his
more
case.
Competition in the United States, and we, you know, this is where it originated. So in the United States, we probably like, that's mid.
Yeah.
But when you get in other countries, they going crazy to this.
I mean, that album's gonna
Open
get played.
Gundam style or something.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like they weird with the music when you get outside the United States. It was one time I looked up and I saw that David Hasselhoff was on top of the charts. Was it Brazil or something like that? In another country, he was like a number one singing artist in another country. Yeah, on the top of the charts. So when you get outside the United States, you can sell some music.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No, but that Maid of Honor album was trash. I didn't enjoy it at all. I don't like dance. Like, I don't like that type of music. Like,
and what was the last one? It was like
It was Habibti or something. Habibti.
I don't even know what that is.
That was the R&B album. That was like he had some good songs in there, but then he had like Sexy Red on a song, and I was like, man, he had Sexy Red on both of those albums. I'm just like, man, what are you? I don't know.
They trying to push Sexy Red in the culture too.
But we used to have like Rihanna, Alicia Keys. He had SZA on some songs recently. Like, why you? I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
All right, I'm gonna say this. Drake dropped three mid albums because I believe he was holding back. I believe he was trying to get out of his deal. He a free agent now. A free agent.
Yeah.
He dropped his. I don't know if the record companies knew he was dropping three albums.
They had to know, right?
Yeah, but he dropped three albums, three different barcodes. He fulfilled his deal.
Right.
There was rumors that he had another deal on the table for what?
Yeah, so
$2 billion or something like that an independent.
Yeah, so Drake, he completed his contract with UMG and reportedly received a $2 billion offer from a private equity firm that would allow him to retain his ownership of his music. This will effectively replace a record label. If the deal happens, Drake will become the richest musician in history. This is what Mike tried to do.
Mm.
Well, Mike already had his music.
Well,
but he wanted
it
more.
Sounded like some oil money, some Saudi Arabia money.
Some
like he went over there with
the
Saudis,
table. Yeah.
And they got it like that.
They are rich.
$2 billion ain't nothing, and they getting the entertainment too.
Yeah, they talk about trillions over there.
I'm just saying,
you know,
like so. I don't know if it's backed by the oil money.
Yeah,
but or tech.
I don't know.
It's so because you know Drake brand.
Yeah.
Can go into tech ideas.
That's true.
Things like that. So
that's true.
It's got to be tech behind it or. Oil.
Because $2 billion, that you can't, I mean, he might be worth that much at this point, but.
His catalog probably.
That's what I mean, yeah. So I don't know. If he retains his music rights, I mean, he'll be able, I mean, that's probably what it means. He'll become worth $2 billion because his music is worth that much.
All right, so do he buy his music, like, even though he's out of the contract, do he own the masters?
I think that's what he's aiming for.
UMG may be the owner of the masters.
Yeah.
But if he get a deal for $2 billion, he can buy his.
That's what I mean.
He can buy $4 billion, buy his.
And then he can make it all back.
Right.
Because it's his music. It's going to get played regardless. This is what Tory Lanez did in 2021. Okay? He had NFTs.
Right.
And he put.
What
like,
happened to NFTs? They didn't fade it out.
Let me explain why. You see, you understand? Look, you know, look.
I think Andrew's still holding on to his NFT, hoping to
I'm telling you.
Bring some value.
Look, he had the method, okay? Tory Lanez broke broke the matrix doing this stuff. He put his music or something. I forget how it works, but yeah, NFTs, and people would buy his NFTs, and he went platinum in like 30 seconds, maybe less,
because
people were buying NFTs for $1.
And it was his album.
Yeah. And it just went platinum in 30 seconds because he had, I think, how many streams you got to have or buys you got to have to? Something like that. And he went platinum right away. After that, you don't hear about NFTs no more. Went to jail. Frank Ocean did the same thing that Drake did. Dropped two albums to get out of his deal. You ain't heard of Frank Ocean since.
Well, Frank Ocean played the system, too. Frank Ocean like $20 million and ran. He kind of did something similar to what Master P did.
Okay, yeah.
Took some money, and that's why the industry don't really mess with them like that.
Right.
because they took their millions of dollars and you know, they tricked the industry. There's only a couple artists that was able to define the glitch in the Matrix.
And that's what Drake
kind of did. And Master P was one of them.
Yeah.
And Frank Ocean, if you look up his stuff, he took some money from the industry too. That's why they ain't messing with him no more. Don't quote me, but at least up to almost 20 million or 10 million or something like that.
Man, he got off.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The rumors.
That's crazy. You know?
So I was like, oh, snap.
I mean, Drake doing this, though. I mean, if this is true, if this is all going down, that he's trying to, you know, sign with this private equity firm or whatever, I mean, that would break a lot of, like, big artists.
But a lot of people anticipate Drake going independent will be a smash hit because he's already a record-setting, trending artist.
Right. And the thing is about being independent, too, though, you got to pay for your own stuff. Like, that, you got to pay for your own tours.
But he already got it all.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, for artists that are still maybe trying to follow him, they're going to have to figure out, you know, their financials.
Let me tell you something. It only would have to happen to Drake because he already got a system built around him. He's already got the popularity.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to tell him no. He's already Billboard, you know, Billboard royalty at this point. He threw out all them songs out of his hard drive, coupled them up all together, probably did two songs on each of those albums, two fresh songs, dumped his hard drive just to get out the deal. Because you can't tell me you made all this rap, all those raps. It ain't nothing. Drake is a hit maker.
Yeah.
I didn't hear no hits in none of this.
I didn't hear no hits. I heard some decent songs, but no hits.
Ain't nothing that I got to go back and listen to. I listened to everything once. It was nothing I had to go back and be like, oh, that was, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. Yeah.
It was the Future song, and I only heard that once. And if I go back, I'm going to try to listen to that one more time.
That was a good one.
But that was it. Yeah. Like, the one he had with Future. And what's that? T.I. Son on there? Who was the other artist?
Molly Santana?
I don't know. Who was that? At first, it sounded like King. I thought it was him.
Yeah. No, it's Molly Santana or something. I don't know who that is, but they was pretty good on the song, too. But look, I don't think the albums were great. I think he, like you said, did it just to get out of that record deal. Because him and his record deal have not been good. He talked about it the whole album. Right. Like, he don't really mess with them. Like, they don't mess with him. He don't mess with them. They just are both in it for the money at this point.
But what I'm saying is, Drake, he got hits in the chamber.
Yeah, I don't know what he was. He could have just put
Noki was a hit. I like the Noki song.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, he got records. Like,
That
hit records he can. I didn't hear not one hit record on this. On all three albums, it was nothing that I had to play again.
Yeah. I felt like
my ears was drained because I was trying to cipher through the material. And it wasn't that song that was like, oh, that's the one. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where I'm searching. Okay. Where the one at? And he had zero. Now I said the closest he came to having one was the Future record.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even one.
Man, you know, this is what Kendrick Lamar do to people, man. And he's still trying to go at him on the whole album, trying to go at Kendrick Lamar left and right. And I'm like, man, you got to chill. Cause it's not going to work out. Cause Kendrick Lamar, I mean, he probably just sitting back laughing. He proving his point.
Kendrick Lamar know to play. They playing chess.
Yeah, he know the method.
He know Drake didn't put his best. He waiting to get out the deal. Trust me, when Drake start making new music moving forward,
I hope so.
He gonna really get back on his chart topping creativity. That's what I believe. Because what he did just now, he just gave that out to the fans. It was not good. It was just a dump. I think it was a hard drive dump.
Yeah,
and I understand the business side of it.
Yeah,
I understand him trying to just get out the deal. He knew that everybody was going to stream it like crazy. He got all the streams from it, and he got all of the registered albums out there that he needed to complete. I think this was all this was about.
I mean, the hardcore Drake fans will tell you that every album was great, which is not true. If you're a Drake fan listening and you think all those albums were top tier albums, you got to go re-listen. Like, sit down and actually re-listen. Just take Drake out the equation. He wasn't talking about nothing on any of these albums. So, that's all for
hard
Drake,
hard drive dump.
Yeah.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation. They liked it right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back
on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We out here fighting for the people. What we doing? We out here fighting for the people. What we doing? We out here fighting for the people. Tory Lowe, part one.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report with Nazir Spencer in studio.
Yo, yo.
Nazir, what else we got going on this month?
You seen, you like Tom Brady?
Come on now, Tom Brady, the GOAT. I used to think that Joe Montana was the GOAT.
Nah.
Tom Brady surpassed Joe Montana as the GOAT to me as far as football.
Well, he out here doing his ex-wife's job.
What you mean?
He on the runway.
Tom Brady on the runway. Well, you know, he's in good shape.
I mean, yeah, but like.
He been eating that avocado ice cream.
Man.
He got
know,
that avocado ice cream going to get you looking right.
That's going to make me throw up. I'm good. But he on the runway. He was, I guess he was in New York or something. He was walking for Gucci.
That's a great move for Tom.
You think
Tom
so? Brady.
Yeah, it's a great move for him.
I mean, he already owner of the Lakers.
Okay,
the Raiders.
Okay, right, so who was that had the Isotona gloves and stuff like that? Was that Dan Marino?
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Like, you know.
Was it Dan?
Then I think Joe Namath got into the modeling.
Yeah,
and something.
Yeah.
Somebody did some underwear or something like that.
Yeah.
This is something that only the extremely popular quarterbacks can pull off.
I think Jalen Hurts might do it, too. He might. I don't know if he did, but yeah, man. Tom Brady over here on doing his ex-wife's job. He just
running the runway.
On the runway.
He was at the roast, too, the Kevin Hart roast.
Yeah, he was roasting Kevin Hart.
That's what I'm saying.
He out here making moves.
Look, let me tell you something. I think he got like over $300 and some million for the broadcasting contract.
Man. Yeah, well, you do. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That's, I'm trying
to
tell
you. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I forget about that.
With all that being said, money can't buy you love.
He about to take her job. He about to be to go to her job.
I'm trying to tell you. He said, I can do – okay, now that you know, I'm going to show you. Tom Brady is showing people that he got more talent than just being a quarterback. He's in broadcasting. He's calling games. He's modeling.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't nothing I can do. And usually people with that type of energy that Tom Brady got, he's marketable.
Yeah.
He took care of his body.
Oof.
A lot of women would love to have Tom Brady. A lot of people look at Tom Brady. He was like the poster kid for the NFL for a second.
He'd be out here. Tom Brady, and he ain't shot at the game now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He can go out here and talk to anybody.
All I'm saying is he had Gazelle, the top model for
a
while.
He cheated, though.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Tom Brady is good on the eyes.
Yeah.
If I had a product, I'd have Tom Brady come and do something with it.
I mean,
he took care of it. It's like LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, they took care of themselves over into the 40s.
Right. That's crazy, man. I applaud Tom Brady for stealing his ex-wife's job, being a GOAT at two things. Real quick, I want to get to you on this, too. So you remember the Jaylen Brown and Stephen A. beef? Did we talk about that before?
No, I think we kind of glanced around.
Okay. So Jaylen Brown went on Twitch a few weeks ago after they got beat in the first round by the 76ers. And I don't remember his comments, but Stephen A. Smith responded saying that he needs to just be quiet. And then Jaylen Brown responded, I'll be quiet if you retire from your job.
Oh, wow.
I'll get off Twitch if you get off a First Take and stop posting and talking so much. So then they just kept going back and forth. So Jaylen Brown recently said that, and then Stephen A. just responded to what Jaylen Brown said. I think we have a video up.
But in the end, Jaylen Brown, be careful what you wish for. You really want me to start reporting on that level? You understand? Locker room? How the organization might think about you? How the city may feel about you? How Jason Tatum may or may not have felt about you? Sneaker deals? Endorsement deals? The list goes on and on. The season...
So he
you
he
just, on Twitch trying to do what I do and talking about me needing to step away. It makes no sense. I'm not.
Sound like Stephen A is a little jealous.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It sounds weird. What do you mean what you do? I mean, all I know right. You got shows.
Who's bigger? iShowSpeed or Stephen A?
Well, iShowSpeed.
Who is bigger? Kai, Sinet, or Stephen A?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
Okay.
That's
pretty close. I'm saying, them streamers can get up there.
Yeah, that's pretty close to us, though, yeah.
Them streamers can actually get up there, yeah. And Stephen A is seeing something coming his way that he's trying to address. If it wasn't even an issue, he wouldn't even be talking about it.
Well,
that Twitch can get to the point where it can overcome a lot of what's going on in mainstream media.
Yeah. Jaylen Brown's whole point, though, is like, you're a clown. Like, you just use your platform for clickbait, not facts. So that's pretty much what he was saying to Stephen A. But Stephen A, he just always, he go feed off of that every time. Jaylen Brown shouldn't have said nothing. I agree, because now Stephen A just feeding off of that, getting views off of you.
Let me tell you something. Stephen A, I'm surprised he ain't got a Twitch.
He do, I think.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that's a road for a lot of streamers that have been independent and have taken the mainstream media by storm.
Yeah. I mean, he's
Jaylen can do that.
Yeah, he can do that. He's feeding right into Stephen A. Smith, though, like doing all this. Real quick. Billie Jean surpassed Drake's top song, by the way, yesterday. So, hey, Mike's still the GOAT. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. No more comparisons.
Okay.
I don't even want to say
Drake. Yeah,
I'm just saying. People
in the same sentence. Okay.
People out here comparing. Let the record straight.
Why you put the glove on the album?
You know, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Thank you for that pop culture report, Nazir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we're going to open up the lines. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.